السلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا بري for patiently waiting here. We're getting it started right now. What we have today is two things planned for our tutorial, and this is something that we did last time as well, so it is not very strange. Number one is conjugation practice, and we are going to conjugate one fi'il, and what we will do is we will conjugate it with its past tense, its present marfu', its present mansub, and its present majzum, all of its variations. Then we will do some practice with regards to making sentences of the jumla fi'liya. What we're going to do particularly is we are going to practice the idea that we discussed here, which was that the jumla fi'liya, you have these other possibilities. You know, for the fa'il, you have one of these four possibilities, or between the fa'il and maf'ul, you have one of these four possibilities. So we'll practice each of these. We'll change the fa'il around just to give ourselves that ability to translate, you know, more precisely. And inshallah, what that does is that we would be exceeding expectations slightly. So when we do analysis, inshallah, it'll be easier for you to spot things because that's at a lower level. Okay, the fi'il that we are going to look at is daraba. Okay, I am going to put up the hanzwer here. Root letters, what root letters should I search by for daraba? Lod, ra, and ba, right? Very good. Lod, ra, and ba. And I want you to tell me what is the present tense of daraba. Try again, please. Very good. It would be yad. Remember, R2 has to be determined from the dictionary, right? R2 is a kasra, correct? You see that? It is a kasra. So that right there, folks, tells us it would be yadribu, correct? Yad. Ribu. Now, let us conjugate this. I'm going to make this bigger again because there's no point in having it smaller. This is the past tense, so I'll start with. And by the way, what does it mean? Daraba yadribu. It means to very good, to hit, right? To hit. Daraba, he hit. Yadribu, he hits, etc. All right. It also means, by the way, to give an example. In the Quran, the word daraba is also used to mean to give an example. I'm not sure if Hansbeer has this idea. It doesn't have it, but it means to give an example. For example, ضرب الله مثلا. Allah is giving an example, right? Or I'll show you from Surah Baqarah something very interesting. Right here, right? إن الله لا يستحيي. Indeed, Allah does not said disdain. He is not. He does not stop himself. An. What does an mean? Do you remember an? That, right? Or to as well, right? An also means to, if you remember. When we started talking about an. But it's a harf of nasb, correct? One of the harf of nasb is an, right? So you see here, an yadriba. You see that? It makes the fa'il, this present tense fa'il, mansub. An yadriba mathalan. What is the meaning? To give an example, to give a parable. So daraba means not just to hit, it means to give an example. It also means to travel. For example, here in Surah Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at that. Alima an sayakunu minkum marda wa akharun, and there's others yadribuna fil ard. Literally, how would it translate? Yadribuna fil ard. But literally, that's the actual meaning. What's the literal translation? They hit the earth. They hit in the earth. Very good. They, right? They hit, right? Or they're hitting fil ardi, the earth, in the earth. What is it referring to? It is referring to people traveling. Others who will be traveling throughout God's land. So again, as you can well imagine, as you travel, you're making, you're hitting the earth and whatnot, right? That's what your feet are doing. That's what your car is doing, etc., etc. So it has multiple meanings. It's not just one thing. Okay. All right. That said, let us look at da ra ba he. He hits, or he hit. All right, they both hit. What is it, people? Daraba. Very good. Okay, they hit. Be right back. All right, mashallah, darabu. Darabu. Wa alaykum assalam, Sister Sarah. Ahlan wa sahlan. She hit. Darabat. Very nice. They both, female, hit. Darabata. They, female, hit. Darabna, very nice. Darabna, excellent. You hit. Darab. Darabta. Correct? You darabta. You both hit. Darabtuma. Darabtuma. Excellent. You all hit. Darabtum. Very good. You all male. You all male. Not female. You all male. Darab. Tum. Correct? Darab. You female hit. You female. Singular. Darab. D. Alright. Now, you all female hit. That's the one that we were referencing before. Darab. Tunna. Okay, very good. Alright. I hit. I hit. Darabtu. Very good. We hit. Darabna. Excellent. All right. That is for us, folks, the past tense. Very good. He hits. Yadribu. What's the status of he hits? Marfu. Very good. How can I tell it's marfu? Dhamma on R3. Very good. Easy one. This is not that difficult. Dhamma on R3. That is how we know. All right. Very good. So I am going to maybe turn this into red. Okay. Make it mansub using lan. He will not hit. He will not hit. Lan yadriba. Correct? How is it mansub? How do I know it's mansub, people? Fatha on R3. Perfect. I will highlight that as well. And the lan. You're right, the lan as well. But in reality, the fatha on R3 suffices, right? We need the lan when we are doing the five fi'ls. When the mansub and madzum look exactly the same. As we'll see. Okay? He will not hit. He didn't hit. He didn't hit. Very good. He didn't hit. Is lam yadrib. This is what's the status of this fi'l. Is madzum. Perfect. How do I know? Because sukun on R3. Very good. Very good. All right. They both hit. Yadri Bani. Excellent. Yadri Bani. Okay. What's the status of this, people? Marfu. How do I know it's Marfu? Not Ani, nope. The presence of Noon. The Noon tells me it is Marfu. Very good. He will not, or they both will not hit. Lan yad no, not yadribna. Lan yadri lan yadriba. What happens to make it mansub? Noon is dropped. And then lan is added. Because now I need the lan, right, to tell me it is mansub. They both didn't hit madzum. Lam yad. Riba. How do I know it's madzum? Lam and the drop noon. Thank you. I need both pieces of information are needed, people. As you can see, when I have R3 clear redisplayed, Radribu, right? When I have, the column 1 of my fa'il. If you remember the column 1, that was what we called the hidden pronoun column. This column 1, refresh your memory. This one right here. In this particular column, and I have this, R3 displays the fatha, dhamma, sukoon, to reflect the status. So in this case, when it is mansub, just the mere fatha at the end is all that's needed. Yaja'ala, for example. Lan yaja'ala, lam yaja'al. In this column, what we call the five fi'ls column, the noon, presence of it, tells me it is marfu'. The absence of it tells me it is mansub and madzum. And that is why I need a little bit of extra information from you. Okay? The extra information is, in this case, when the noon is dropped in both circumstances, then you have to tell me, yes, noon is dropped, and also lan is what makes it mansub. Noon is dropped, and lam is what makes it madzum. Exactly. But in this case, even though if you told me lan, sure, that's good. That's fine. But the fatha on the ba, the fatha on R3 tells me mansub. Sukoon on R3 tells me madzum. Not a problem, Mr. Shamim, alhamdulillah. This is the opportunity for us all to review, inshallah. All right, does that make sense, people? Alright, alhamdulillah. Okay, they are hitting. Yadribuna. Yadribuna, just like this ayah right here. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Correct? يَضْرِبُونَ. Okay. They will not hit. لن يضربوا لن يضربوا. How do I know this is مرفوع؟ يضربون. This one مرفوع first. Sorry. You're right, brother Musa. There. Oh no, يضربون مرفوع first. مرفوع has نون. Right? يضربون. Correct. Yes. Now, as many of you were correctly pointing out, this is mansub because noon is dropped and the lan. Correct? Lam. Remember lam. One of the things that lam does is that it takes the meaning in the past tense. If I will refresh your memory of that little tidbit. The fi'il is still a present tense fi'il, but the meaning is in the past tense because of lam. So that's why I say here, they did not hit. What was the answer for that? They did not hit. Ah, very good. Lam yad ri. And how do I know this is madzum? Lam and noon. Yay. All right. Alhamdulillah. That's great. I'm really glad a lot of people are able to come out to the tutorial, especially if you're not able to come out to the class. Because if you can keep up with the tutorial, it's a lot easier for you to go back and review what's happening in the class, watch the recording and whatnot. I think we were talking about this before, but if you can only attend the tutorial and watch the recordings, that's good too. Because the tutorial will give you practice, it will give you the incentive to watch the recordings to keep up. You know, don't just like say, I'm not gonna attend anything live until I have caught up on everything. Because to be honest, you are always going to be fighting, the time is so much, right? Just try to catch up. This is the best way to do it, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? That also doesn't mean that just because you're in the tutorial, you shouldn't catch up on the recording. You should do that, inshallah ta'ala, as well. All right, just a quick spiel. She hits. يضرب يضرب. That's okay, brother Busa. You were mixing between the two. يضرب, right? All right. This one is مرفوع. I can see the R3, right? This is my column 1, right? This is column 1. Yes or no, people? Excellent. Column 1, we're gonna call it the hidden pronoun column. Okay, I mentioned this briefly last time. The hidden pronoun column. That's where all the R3s display their status. All right, so that is actually column one, the hidden pronoun column. All right, she will not hit, and she did not hit. You can type both of them for me, please. Okay, alhamdulillah, I have some people answering the question. I'm looking for a few more answers. Ah, very good. This is Lan Tadriba. Lan Tadriba. And she did not hit. Tadriba is mansub. And lam tadrib is the majzoom version of this. MashaAllah. Yeah? Good stuff there, mashaAllah, people. Very good. Okay. They both are hitting female. Keep in mind, you gotta keep the ta here, okay? Tadribani, mashallah. Marfu' because of the noon. There we go. Presence of noon. Okay. All right. They both will not hit. Lan tadriba. Lan tadriba. They both did not hit. Same thing, right? Lam tadriba. All right. I want you to give me these three, please. They female hit. They female hit. They female will not hit. They female did not hit. Take a moment to do that, please. Send that to me as a private message, inshallah. All right, not tadribuna, no. Try against Nadia. We're talking about the female. Almost, but the mushfiq, but the ta should be a ya. Samziat, that is for you, female. We're looking for they. You can look in the book for help. It's okay. Excellent, Sister Mahdiya. Ahsanti. Well done. Well done. Sister Shamim, your data should be yeah. Everything else is good. Sister Saira. Excellent. Well done. Ahsanti. يضربنا. It's a كسرة بدور, right? يضربنا. Well done, brother Nasir. ما شاء الله. Well done. That's okay. No problem. Just as reading people's answers and providing some real time feedback. Okay. So here is the answer. The female hit يضربنا. يضربنا. Not so. There's no dhamma here, right? This is a sukun. So if you're gonna spell it in English, you spell it like this. Yadribna, like that. Okay. I need to see a sukun. Are you with me, people? Maybe I'll spell the dot as a D. Yad sukun. Like that. Okay. لن يضربنا. They will not hit. لم يضربنا. They didn't hit. Correct? This is the one that doesn't change. It does not change. Okay, now, quickly on to the next part. You hit. You can send that to me quickly, people. You hit. Boo. Very nice. Lan tadri. What is it gonna be? Lan tadriba. Very good. Finish it for me over here. Lam tadrib. Perfect. لم تضرب. Okay. Right? Okay. U-boat. What's U-boat? U-boat hit. تضربني. Very good. Same exactly as they boat. So we're going to copy this and paste it here. How about that? Oh. Make sense? Yes or no, people? Because it's exactly the same. We don't want to type it again. All right. You all hit. Perfect. تضربونا. جميل. تضربونا. Excellent. They, and again, how do I know it's مرفوع? Because noon has a fatha? Oh, because of the noon. Thank you. Yay. Excellent. Okay, next question. They will not, or you all will not hit. لن جميل لن تضربوا they will not, you all will not hit or you all did not hit sorry لم أضرب Perfect. الحمد لله. لم تضربوا. How is this منصوب? No noon and lan. Thank you. Right? Perfect. How is this مجزوم? Lam and no noon. Perfect. جزاكم الله خير. Very nice. Okay. Quickly, you female hit or are hitting. Tricky one. Tad di. No, Mother Musa, try again. Not Tad di. Michelle, that will be you all. I'll help you out if you need to. Look at this one. There we go. Like this. So be tadribina. There we go. Tadribina. Marfu' again because of the noon. Will not hit will be lan tad. Tell me the ending. Lan tadri b. There we go. Lan tadri b. She did not hit. Tell me the ending again. Lan or lam tadri b. Jameel. Okay, you all female, they were yadribna, you all will be with what letter in the beginning? They were with ya, you will be with see, all the yous are with ta, right? All the yous are with ta, so that's one thing we can know, all the yous are with ta. We can't say ta always means you. We can't say that because you have tajalu she, right? But we can say is all of the yous, right, are ta. So it starts with a ta. Correct? Do you agree with that, people? If I was to change this, I don't know how I'll do this. But if I was to make this italics, oh, that will wreck it, unfortunately. Right? See you. 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 I'm sure now you can see the pattern here. That you means ta in the beginning. You see that? So this will be tad, what? Tadribna. Correct? Tadribna. And it remains unaltered. Right? It remains unaltered. Just like yadribna was lan yadribna and lam yadribna unaltered, right? This would be lan tadribna and lam tadribna. All right. This is again rare in the Quran, so I'm quickly just moving through this because we want to get to the end here, inshallah. Okay. Now I want you to tell me the last one here, the last two here. I hit. I hit. الضيبو. Very good. Yeah. Very good. Okay. I will not hit. لن أضرب. I did not hit. لم أضرب. Perfect. ما شاء الله. أحسنتم. Right. Lastly, الحمد لله, we hit. نضرب. Right. We will not hit. لن نضرب. He didn't hit. لم نضرب. Perfect. Awesome. MashaAllah. How do you feel about this now, for people? Better? Alhamdulillah. Again, this is a whole month's work in one table. Alhamdulillah. Right? Alhamdulillah. All right, let us practice. Practice, practice, practice. Inshallah. Okay. So, how do I say a man in Arabic? Yeah, tell me in marfu form. Rajulun. Very good. Okay. Okay. How do I say the man? The man. Ar-ra-ju-lu. Okay. Okay, how do I say a child? This is something you may not know, but I'll tell you. Okay. Tiflun. Tiflun. All right. The child. You know what I'm gonna do, right? Atiflu. Everybody know what I'm gonna do next? You'll see. All right. How do I say the man hit the child? It's playfully, playfully. It's okay. Relax. How do I say that? Start with hit. Start with hit. I actually want to use the past tense. Ah, very good. Daraba. Ar-ra-ju-lu. At-tifla. There's worse things hit in Arabic grammar books, folks, by the way. Okay. This is very, you know, sanitized, inshallah. Daraba ar-rajulu at-tifla. Very good. This, folks, falls where? This is where I have a outside find, yes? Yes or no? I have the fa'il. Daraba. My fa'il, people, what is it? First, tell me the pronoun or the fa'il. First, tell me the pronoun, sorry. Hidden pronoun, he, right? But that got replaced with the fa'il, which is... Ar-rajulu, correct? Yes or no? Okay. My maf'ul is what? Very good. All right. Next one. So this is this one right here. We got it, right? Outside fine, outside maf'ul. Yes or no, people? All right. Now, we're going to do the fa'il's pronoun, but outside maf'ul. You got it ready? He hit... the child. How would you say that? Very nice. I'm actually going to do something here, right? I'm going to... Would you look at that? Yay. All right, mashallah. You guys are getting it right, mashallah. I am going to actually open paint, paste it here, save as. All right, perfect. Save it. Okay, I'm gonna keep this guy here just to remind ourselves. So he hit the child. You guys got that right, mashallah. That will be daraba at-tifla. All right, here the same thing happened. The fa'il is daraba, correct? Yes or no? The fa'il. Hidden pronoun, he. Perfect. The maf'ul is a miskeen child. All right, very good. Okay, so we got this one right here, folks. We got this guy. Outside file, outside maf'ul. We got the fa'il's pronoun and outside maf'ul. Okay, next up. He hit him. All right, let's do that. Very good, mashallah. Says la ra ba hu. Very good, mashallah. I think you feel more confident about this, people. Fa'il is what? Daraba. Fa'il. Hidden pronoun he. Mafool. Who? Please never say the attached pronoun who is mafool. Sorry. Please never say the attached pronoun who is fa'il. Never ever. Right? Never ever ever. Here I have fa'il's pronoun and attached pronoun. Last one remaining. I need the outside fa'il and the attached pronoun. What's the English of this? Outside fa'il. Attached pronoun. You want to tell me the English of this first? Ah, perfect, Sister Nadia. Ahsanti. The man hit him. Okay, how would you say that, people? The man hit him. جميل جميل جدا ضربه الرجل right you with me people ضربه الرجل the فاعل is the same the فاعل is ضرب what's the pronoun of the فاعل Hidden pronoun he. Is that my fa'il? Don't think so. Right? My fa'il is who, right? Rajulu. Okay, thank you. Maf'ul is who. All right. Jameel Jiddan. That means very beautiful. Okay. You got all four, yes? Yay. All right, now. The man is hitting him. Let's try that, people. I'm actually gonna put this right here. The man is hitting him. Very nice. يضربه الرجل. Yeah? My فعل is what, people? يضربه. Right? Everything else is the same. My fa'il is hidden pronoun. He replaced by a rajulu. Right? My maf'ul is who? You with me? The man is not, or the man will not hit him. Let's try that, people. جميل لن يضربه الرجل right because now I have to make this mansub right will not that's the لن That's okay. All right. The man did not hit him. Very nice. Lam yad rib hu. You gotta put like the ba after the b, you shouldn't have anything. Right? After the b, you shouldn't have anything. You should not have an a or anything. That will make it mansub, right? You should write it lam yad rib hu, like that. You see that? Ar-rajulu. You with me, people? And here, lam, because... Oh, this is because of the lam, right? You with me, people? Does that make sense? Okay, let's do another example. If you have, give me a few moments. Two more examples. Or two more sets quickly, inshallah. Set one here. The men are hitting him. Sad. Correct, Sister Nadia. Will not is lan, did not is lam. So what was the plural of men again? Quickly, let me remind you. Oh, I didn't tell you that. Sorry. Hold on. I didn't tell you what men is, didn't I? Right? Okay. The plural of man is, sorry, my mistake. Rijal. Ar-rijalu. Okay, ar-rijalu. Please try again. The men are hitting him. Ad-dijalu. All right, what is the answer? MashaAllah, very good. The answer, very similar. Yadribuhu ar-rijalu. Right? For this one, everything is the same. My fi'l is still yadribu. Right? My fi'l is, the pronoun is what? Hidden pronoun, he, right? Yes or no? But the hidden pronoun he is now replaced by what? Ar-rijal, right? The outside file. Ar-rijal is masculine, yes or no? So that's why you use hidden pronoun he, all right? And my maf'ool remains who. Okay? Last set of example, if you give me a moment, okay? He is hitting him, all right? Yadribuhu. Correct? Yes or no, people? Everything is the same here. Yod, li, bu. Okay, I want you to try to do this for me. They are hitting him. It's the last set, and then we'll end with that. And then this is going to be a good, fruitful one. We'll end on with a bang, inshallah. Yad li bu nahu. Ah, very good. Very good. I'm going to actually copy paste this here. Yadribunahu, my fa'il, folks, is yadribu. My fa'il is what? I'll hit him around well, sorry. My fa'il is going to be close to. No, not the wow, not the noon. The wow is my fa'il. Remember that? The noon is how I know it's marfu', but my fa'il is actually wow. Yes or no, people? And it represents they, right? It's okay. If you forgot, that's all right. The fa'il is wow. Okay, my mafa'ul is miskeen who. Okay, all right, ready. They are not, they will not hit him. Remember, mansub means no noon. Lan yad li buhu. Very nice, very nice. MashaAllah. Lan yadribuhu. They will not hit him. What happened? The noon got dropped. The noon is the way I know it's marfu'. Here it is mansub, so the noon got dropped. And lastly, they did not hit him. Using lam, madzum. Lam yad li buhu. Ha ha, very good. Good stuff, mashallah. Does that make sense, people? I think this was a good review, inshallah ta'ala. We got, alhamdulillah, all four of our possibilities covered. We looked at that's okay, Sister Bhatia. That's all right. Alhamdulillah, you do a very good job, mashallah. But we looked at mostly the most difficult sentence, which is this one, right? But the outside file and the maful is the pronoun. And then we switched up the fa'il, the tense, the different statuses of it, right? Making it a plural, making it, plural with the pronoun, alhamdulillah. So this is a good practice. I hope we'll keep going and proceeding with this, inshallah ta'ala. The tutorial will continue with this kind of pattern. Next week, we're doing command tense. So we're going to add command tense to this. Inshallah ta'ala. All right. With that, we'll stop. Inshallah, I'll answer questions as we are going through. For now, I would actually recommend you have the book, The Master Table, printed and, maybe like with you or open as you're doing this, because it's going to help you. Okay? And eventually, it will become a part of your memory. It took me a long time to memorize the present tense fa'al. So don't beat yourself up if you don't get it right away. There's a lot going on in it, right? So that's why I would recommend having that there, inshallah ta'ala, with you. Okay? All right. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. I'll see you all soon on Monday, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa jazakumullahu khairan.